USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's mixed messages from the White House when it comes to reopening schools. Just hours after the president tweeted, "I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools," the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, appeared to back off those just released guidelines.
"Our recommendations are not requirements, and they're not meant to be prescriptive. We have lots of different options on how the schools can put it together."
And presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is continuing to slam the Trump administration's response to the virus.
Columbia Medical School is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
One GOP leader says, if you're not wearing a mask in public, then you're not helping the rest of us slow the spread of the coronavirus. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Speaking with reporters, a Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A major American pharmacy chain is expanding to offer actual medical care at its stores. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Walgreens says it will be opening hundreds of doctor's offices inside its drug stores across the United States. They're partnering with VillageMD to offer scheduled appointments, walk-ins, even home visits, and telemedicine. The clinics will be built inside existing buildings with exam rooms, waiting areas, and staffs that coordinate with the in-house pharmacy to offer a one-stop shop experience for patients, according to a state from the company, which is planning to focus the doctor's offices in areas that are already underserved and have few health care resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been a spike in COVID-19 cases at the University of Washington in Seattle, and USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
An outbreak of coronavirus cases has now been reported at the University of Washington's Greek Row in Seattle. The public university said it confirmed that at least 89 fraternity house residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Four students who did not live on Greek Row but had contact with residents have also tested positive. Dr. Jeffrey Gottlieb, chair of the university's advisory committee on communicable diseases, said in a statement, "The number of cases is concerning and reminds us that outbreaks can quickly spiral." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.